This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Both the Houses of Parliament today witnessed multiple adjournments over the reported remarks of Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar to change the constitution for providing reservation to a particular minority group. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day, while Lok Sabha witnessed two adjournments over the issue. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House reassembled after the second adjournment at 2:15 amid din, the House cleared a few amendments made by Lok Sabha in the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024. The bill has already been passed by the Rajya Sabha. As ruckus continued, the House was adjourned for the day. In the Lok Sabha, when the House reassembled after first adjournment at 12 noon, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju highlighted that the issue of reservation based on religion had come in 1947 and it was rejected then by all the prominent leaders. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon the tribal community to avail benefits of all the central schemes to achieve self-reliance. The president was speaking at the Foundation Day celebration of Bharatiya Biswa Basu Shabar Samaj at Kalyapalli in Nayagarh district of Odisha this evening. She reaffirmed the central government's commitment to improving infrastructure in tribal villages by emphasizing on quality education, skill development and mobile connectivity. The president reached Bhubaneswar today on a two-day visit to her home state, Odisha. Earlier in the day, President Murmu attended the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly in Raipur. Speaking on the occasion, the president said the task of integrating people affected by left-wing extremism to the mainstream of society has reached its final and decisive stage. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has announced that the intensified TB elimination campaign will now be expanded to all the districts in the country. Earlier, the campaign was implemented in 455 selected high-priority districts. Addressing the World TB Day 2025 Summit in New Delhi today, Mr. Nadda said nearly 13 crore people were screened for TB and more than 7 lakh new cases were detected during the 100 days intensified TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. The minister noted that TB treatment coverage in India has increased from 59% to 85%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has invited inputs from citizens for Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani that will take place on 30th of this month. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his happiness on getting wide range of inputs for this month's Mann Ki Baat. He said these inputs highlight the power of collective efforts for social good. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. India has achieved the highest ever growth in indigenous defence production in 2023-24 since the launch of the Make in India initiative, reaching a record 1,27,000 crore rupees. According to the Defence Ministry, the value of defence production has surged 174% increase from 46,429 crore in 2014-15. The ministry added that once dependent on foreign suppliers, the country now stands as a rising force in indigenous manufacturing, shaping its military strength through homegrown capabilities. Ajay Seth, a 1987 batch IAS officer of the Karnataka cadre, was designated as the new finance secretary today. Seth is currently the secretary of the Department of Economic Affairs in the Finance Ministry. An official order issued by the Personnel Ministry said the Appointments Committee of the Cabinet has approved designating Seth as the finance secretary. In the IPL cricket, chasing a fighting target of 210 set by Lucknow Super Giants, Delhi Capitals were at 192 for 8 in 18.2 overs at ACA International Cricket Stadium, Vishakhapatnam, when reports last came in. With Michelle Marsh scoring 72 runs and Nicholas Puran 75 runs, Lucknow Super Giants made 209 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. For Delhi Capitals, Michelle Stark scabbed 3 wickets. Powerlifters Jandu Kumar and Seema Rani broke national records at the ongoing Khelo India Para Games in the national capital today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.